Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3087, 11 Better Places to Find Pride in Life, by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who's been reading to you every day, including holidays, since 2015. And I'm going to keep that up, so let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. 11 Better Places to Find Pride in Life, by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. 14 years ago, I chose to become minimalist. If you're new to this site, you should know I didn't start my life trying to own less. Quite the opposite, actually. I chased society's definition of success in most of the usual ways. As a result, pay increases resulted in larger homes with more rooms filled with more and more stuff. Our income may have been modest, but our spending was not. My neighbor first introduced me to the word minimalism while I was cleaning out my garage. I was frustrated that Saturday morning at how much wasted time and energy and money had gone into the project, especially considering all the things I wish I was doing instead. With that frustration fresh on my mind, when she brought up the idea of intentionally owning less, I was drawn to the possibilities immediately. The life-giving benefits of owning less are not difficult to imagine once you open up your mind to the possibility. Over the past 14 years, my life has changed dramatically. I typically use this weekend each year to reflect on some of the changes that have occurred since choosing minimalism. This year, I find myself reflecting on how my definition of success has changed and where I now find pride in life. If most of the world is looking for pride in their assets and the square footage of their home, minimalism has prompted me to begin looking elsewhere. Many will consider the pursuit and accumulation of material possessions as a badge of honor, but they're mistaken. There are better places to find pride than in stockpiles of unnecessary possessions. Here are 11 better places to find pride in life. Number one, owning only what you need. I'm not sure why society has deemed excess possessions a symbol of success. When you really stop to think about the foolishness of spending money, time, and energy on things we don't need, it's actually an odd pursuit. Instead, let's find pride in our ability to discern our actual needs and craft our purchases around them. Number two, living in a smaller home. The average American home has tripled in size in the last 50 years, and other nations are not far behind. My family moved into a smaller home 11 years ago, and I'd never trade it for something bigger. I'm proud to own only what we need in terms of square footage. You should be too. Number three, contributing to charity. There are countless injustices and needs in this world, from orphan care and poverty to disease, war, and oppression. Being generous with our excess dollars by donating to organizations and causes changing the world for good is one of the most honorable and fulfilling things we can do with our money. Number four, spending time on things that matter. We all have a limited number of days and hours to live our lives. As Tom Osborne once said, quote, "You can always make more money, but you can never make more time," end quote. To know that we spent our time on things that matter and allocated our energy effectively is among the greatest decisions we can make. Number 5, becoming less enamored with money. Money provides for our needs, and it is important to provide for our families, but the desire for money, for too many people, has become an unquenchable thirst. The modern definition of success and the American dream seems to encourage that pursuit. I think it's important to work hard, but not always for the sake of adding zeros to our bank account. Number 6, being an engaged parent and faithful spouse. Among the highest callings on our life is to be faithful to our vows and healthy consistently in raising the next generation of human beings. If you're keeping both a priority, you ought to find pride in that decision. Number 7, finding opportunity to positively inspire others. Legacy is inevitable. In one way or another, your life is going to live on in the memories of those you impacted. If you have lived your days looking for opportunity to give life and make a positive difference, you will leave this world with a legacy you can be proud of. Number 8, contributing to a better world. A mentor once told me, leave every room nicer than you found it. He was speaking specifically of campsites, restrooms, or rented facilities. But I've taken his words and tried to apply them to my life in totality, that I'd leave this world better than I found it, that my life would be a net positive on the human race. Number 9, making the most of your current situation. It is unfair to compare people based on where they end up in life. Nobody begins from the same spot. As the old adage goes, some people are born on third base and go through life thinking they hit a triple. It's never fair to assume everybody should be at the same finish line. However, everybody can start where they are with what they've got and make the most of their current circumstances. Number 10, treating others the way you want to be treated. Remaining true to our conscience and character is among the highest of callings on our life. Of course, there are various definitions of morality and some may change from person to person. But the golden rule serves as a good measure for all of us. If you've spent your life treating others the way you want to be treated, I'd say you've got lots to be proud of. And number 11, living life true to your calling. Society shifts as often as the wind, and the pressure to conform is unrelenting. But there's no pride to be found following the crowd, at least not in any pursuit that distracts from your highest calling. Ralph Waldo Emerson captured the struggle well, quote, "To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment," end quote. There are pursuits in life that contribute to pride and life satisfaction, and there are pursuits that do not. Choose the former, always. You just listened to the post titled 11 Better Places to Find Pride in Life by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Joshua. Hopefully there's an idea here that resonates with you and can be added into your life. Slowly, of course, especially if it's a big change. For me personally, I've been on this journey since 2015. My business partner introduced me to blogs like Zen Habits, Courtney Carver's Be More With Less, The Minimalists, and Joshua Becker. And what I've found from narrating so many articles and doing this day after day is that these ideas slowly become sort of stuck in the back of your mind, in a good way, just from those constant touch points every day. It's kind of like how if all you watch or listen to is true crime stories, you start to get a bit more suspicious of strangers. It's a real phenomenon. So the more we can give our attention to positivity, inspiring messages, and ideas like minimalism, the better. I feel like for me, now each purchase is basically automatically put through a filter. I'm less on autopilot. Hopefully you found the same for yourself, or if you're new here, do stick around and watch what happens. And definitely share with me if it's having a positive impact. I really enjoy hearing those stories. And with that, thank you for your attention here. I've been able to keep doing this every day because of you. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.